was born in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and that's where I grew up. I should tell you, it's in the heart of the Caribbean where the weather is just great year after year, except for when we have a little hurricane. I was born in an area called Canaan in the Mariaco Valley. I think it got its name from the estate. It was the end of the estate where they had been growing sugar cane. So that and it's just a linear village. One street road, no side piece at all. Well, at the time, from 2 years into the teacher's college, and they sent me to work in Union Island, one of the islands. It wasn't that as easy as being on the mainland, because there is absolutely no running water there. We had a thing, they used to say to me, a rolling stone gathers no moss. And that's what I think is in my blood. I don't like to stay one place for too long. I like to see places. I don't know places. So I left mainland and I went to the British Virgin Islands on vacation and got me the opportunity to take up a job there. And I met this lady through a chat, Yahoo chat. And we corresponded. Then I left the BVI and I went to Canada. Came to Northern Ireland for a short visit to meet the lady that I met online. Then I went over to England. I worked in Sheffield for a year plus. I could have continued there. It was a tough school. First time I came across what you call a tough school. I finished my studies there, my internship, generally, and then came over to Northern Ireland. But just before I came over, though, I got hitched. But then when I came to Northern Ireland, and I looked, gosh, it's raining so often. Yes, it's cold, but it's raining, and you can make use of the rain. So what I did, I turned my backyard into a mini orchard. I have pears, mm-hmm. I have plums, I have cherries, and I have apples, all in that little area. And since I came over here, getting a job, a full-time job here, it's like, I think in these parts, it's taking the tools out of the hen. Now, I go into a school, in any school in Northern Ireland, and I'm welcomed by staff and students with open arms. I don't feel that I'm treated any way different from anybody else. In Northern Ireland, frankly speaking, all I find from the kids in school is nothing but welcome. Teachers, the same thing. I go to the shop and I get welcome. Mm-hmm. I walk the streets and I get welcome. I can't say I've seen anybody looking at me. Well, I remember when I just came to visit once, cold rain, and I heard somebody shout. One night I was when I was somebody shouted, "Hey, go where you come from?" It stays with me. But if one person says that, could that in any way affect my relationship to anybody else in Northern Ireland? Mm. No.